Enforcement Headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
What you loose on the earth is loosed in the heavens. What are you binding and loosing? The Word of God goes as far as to tell us, you shall pick up serpents. You ever thought about that? Amen. I watched a movie once. I forget the name of it, but it was a church way up in the hills of Tennessee somewhere where they practiced this. And folk were dying, and they wouldn't take them to the hospital either. Picking up serpents, and them snakes was biting them. And if the snake didn't bite you, then you were blessed. God had forgiven you. But if the snake bit you, your sins were forgiven. This young couple got on up out of there after he got bit. They got up out of there. Her father was the pastor. But the word says you shall take up serpents. Think about it a moment. Every now and then a serpent will try to get in your path.
Amen, amen, amen.
To contend with you. That word, that phrase, take up serpents, doesn't just mean you're going to pick them up. Because the word says you'll tread upon them.
Amen.
Serpents and scorpions. So whatever, even when the enemy tries to get in your way, stay in that realm of cause.
Amen.
Don't get down in there and be worried about the devil. No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
Amen. And every tongue that rises against you, my child, shall be condemned.
Amen.
Amen. You are the apple of God's eye.
Yes.
It's church. You are. Don't soon be shaken by these things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tell somebody the devil can't have you.
Amen.
You belong to God.
Amen.
Amen. He can't have you. Tell somebody. Well, no. Don't, I'm gonna tell you. It's important that you have faith.
Amen.
Amen. It's important that you guard your heart and that you carry faith. I'm going to show you why here, a couple things, and then we're going to close. But it's very important that you maintain faith. In Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, if you'll get that for me, Mark 11 and 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray. When? Come on. That's about four of y'all. Come on, everybody. When? Okay, I want everybody at the count of three to say, when you pray. One, two, three.
When you pray.
That sounds good on the radio. Like somebody else is here but me, beside me. When you pray, believe.
Amen.
You have people sometimes that come even to the altar or go down in their prayer closet or however, whenever they're praying, and then walk up and say, oh, let me go back and get my burden. And walk right out of there with the same burden. Hoping now, you hoping. You're not, no. Hope and faith are different.
Amen.
The Lord said, when you pray, believe.
Amen.
I prayed about it. Maybe I didn't feel anything. Maybe I didn't hear thunder strike. Maybe the room didn't shake. I didn't see the Shekinah glory. But I prayed and believed. And I left it there. I don't have to feel anything because my faith takes me into the realm of cause. God's ear is open to your cry. He heard you. Even though you didn't feel him. We don't walk by feeling. It's good to feel good. It's good to feel the anointing. It's good to feel all of that, but you ain't always gonna feel that. But you will always walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. When you pray, believe. Stop waiting for a sign. Amen. Get out of that realm of effect. Waiting for somebody to tell you something. You done prayed. Believe. No matter what they tell you, believe. I don't care what I hear now, I believe. God said believe when I pray. Forget what others say. They're not sovereign. God has what you need already reserved. Amen. Now, let's go back to that verse. Let's finish it. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. When you pray. When you pray. When you open, forgive me, your big mouth and pray. Believe. I received what I prayed for. Amen. And he said, and ye shall have him. Yes. That's what the word says. Yes. I said, that's the Bible. Yes. The B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. Yes. That's the word of God. Yes. When you pray, believe. Yes. That you receive what you're asking for, what you're desiring, and you shall have. Yes. What you have prayed for. Amen. Tell somebody, simple. Pray, leave it alone. I would just share with mother. I was I'd asked God for something a couple of weeks ago. And honestly, something was troubling me a bit. So I took it to the Lord in prayer and I prayed for something and I left it right there. Didn't think about it anymore. And then I had to go away for a few days. When I came back, it was 2 a.m. when I drove in the driveway and I saw where the mail had come. And so I, you know, went over to grab the mail out the box. And when I did, there was a envelope on top. And I opened it up. It was the answer to my prayer. Man, I went in the house rejoicing. I didn't want to wake nobody up, but I just went in the house rejoicing. Just, Lord, you are so faithful. I have forgotten about it, but I believed when I prayed because I know God is my provider. I know God, amen, God don't throw you under the bus. Amen, he promised and he will provide, but he said, when you pray, believe. I need you to believe. I need you to rise up out of the realm of effect and come up into the realm of cause, amen, in your faith so that heaven can come down and manifest itself. Amen. I'm preaching better than y'all clapping. Too late. Now, faith has all five senses. Give me Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Just want to drop a few more nuggets on you, then we're gonna call it a night. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. I wonder what was happening to the little ships. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Now take note, there were other little ships that were being beat with the waves and the wind and the sea. Tell me something. Do you know anything that can stop a storm? Have you ever known of anything to stop a storm? Jesus just did. How? By faith. What did he ask his disciples? Get that verse back up. He said, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? How is it you have no faith? How did he do it? By faith. What did he do? He simply spoke to it. Remember, we're created speaking spirits like God. With the ability to create. Jesus was doing this as a man. He wasn't doing this as God. He was doing it as the Son of God, the Son of David, the Son of Man. Limited just like we are, he was asleep, tired. But he rebuked the storm. Now, I say it's important that you have faith for your children, the other little boats crossing over with you. Amen. For your family, those that are on the boat. Amen. For those on your job that are struggling in their life, don't know God. God still love them. God still want to save them. Amen. And you instead of looking down at them, amen, pray for them. You're their lifeline. Amen. You don't know. I always pray, Lord, help me see people like you see them. I want to see. And you know, there are some harsh people in the world that I've seen through the eyes of God. I thought, wow, this is how God sees them. You know, your heart gets pricked. They're just as mean as rattlesnakes. You know, and think they all, you know. But when you see them like God sees them, and you can see into the hurt. The boyish, you know, stuff. Amen. So he asked him, why is it you have no faith? There's a lot in that question. Because if they'd had faith, they wouldn't have had to wake him up. Amen. There's nothing in the five sense realm that could stop a storm. They were being governed by their senses, what they saw, what they heard, the water splashing up on them, that seawater, what they smelled, what they tasted. That was what was governing them, and they ran to him and said, don't you care that we're about to die? But he said, why is it you have no faith? All you need is faith. That's what he's saying to him. If you'd had faith, you could have rose up above that. You could have stopped the storm. Amen. 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 I want to reiterate this. You need faith for others. Amen. Amen. It's not a selfish thing. You need faith for others. There are people in the world don't know God. Amen. They're hanging on by a thread. And because you're walking in a certain realm of faith, they find hope. Amen. They don't just totally jump over the cliff. Amen. Let me give you one more. We'll stop. It's 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Your faith sees. Your faith hears. Your faith feels. Your faith can taste. And your faith can smell.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.